Shalom to all. Today's office is Baba Basar South Sign, and we're starting near the top of the Amud with a brand new Mishnah. And today's office sponsor Ilu Nishmas Marsh Merim Sar Basab Yaakov Moshe Hernish Shama Shadav and Aliyah El Ilu Nishmas Rabbi Chmiel Mardechai Ben Rechayim His Nishama Shadav and Aliyah El Ilu Nishmas Marsh from a Razel Basab Shlemi Yaakov Hernish Shama Shadav and Aliyah, and she should be a Melus Yosher for her family and all of Klal Yisrael. We continue with more cases of something that's sold and the discussion of what's included in that sale. And remember, the general idea is that anything that's considered an essential part of the thing being sold is automatically included in the sale without having to be expressly stipulated. And previously we spoke about houses, now we're going to be speaking about a chatzer. How much is a chatzer? Somebody who sells a chatzer, a courtyard, machar batim, bar shichinim arais, included in that sale is the homes in the chatzer, and also the bar shichinim arais, which are located in the homes. When a person just sells a home, as we learned previously, bar shichinim arais are not included, but here, since he's selling the chatzer, the bar shichinim arais are connected to that, even though they happen to be located in the homes, and therefore they're included in the sale. Avalois hamantaltalin, but movable things that are in the chatzer are not included in the sale. However, if the seller said it and everything inside it, sorry, everything's included in the sale. Now, either which way, no matter what he said, the following things are not sold. Not a bathhouse, which is in the chatzer, not an oil press that's inside the chatzer, because these things are considered separate, even though they might be in the chatzer, they're not considered part of the regular shtamshus, the regular use of the chatzer, and therefore they're not included in the sale. Now, Rabbi Lezer says, somebody who sells a chatzer, he only sells the airspace of the chatzer, and actually nothing included in that sale. The Gemara tells us, Rabbanu Yehuda Braisa, similar to the Mishnah, Hamachar Zachatzer, someone who sells a chatzer, Machar Batim Achitzaynim Ubatim Apanimim, included in that sale is the outer homes and the inner homes. The outer homes are the ones that open into the chatzer, and inner homes are behind those. Ubesach Losais, an area which has sand that's used for glass making. Achanus Psychos Sechon Karasima, stores that are open into the chatzer are sold with it. Vishayim Psychos Sechon Karasima, if they're not open into the chatzer, they're not sold with it. Psychos Akan Ulakan, Harei Elun Karasima, that's proper Girsa, they're sold with the chatzer. Now just think about it, this could be referring to a very large chatzer that has a bunch of homes, and even has a few small stores that service the people in the chatzer. Now, sometimes these stores might be located inside the chatzer, but they're only open to outside the chatzer, so you can only access them from outside, and sometimes they have two openings. And that's what the Brassa just told us, that if they're open inside, or even if they have two openings, inside and outside, they're included in the sale of the chatzer, but if they're only open outside, then they're not included in the sale. Rabbi Lezer says, HaMechaz HaChatzer, somebody sells a chatzer, Loi Macher El Milusa Shal Chatzer, he only sells the airspace of the chatzer. Now, Amar Mar, we just said in his Brassa, that if the stores that are located in the chatzer are open to both outside and inside the chatzer, they're included in the sale. Ask the Gemara about Tanur Rebchir, Rebchir taught in Rebbeisa, and in Karas Ima, such stores are not included in the sale. And the Gemara answers like Hasha, no problem. Hadorev Tashim Shesayu Lagav. The first price that says that these stores are included in the sale are talking about where the majority of the use of the store, meaning the majority of the customers, the business, comes from inside, comes from the people of the chatzer, and that's why they're considered part of the chatzer. Whereas Hadorev Tashim Shesayu Labar. Rebchir's Brisa is talking about the majority of the people coming to buy from the store are from the outside, they're not residents to the chatzer, and therefore it's not considered part of the chatzer. He explained the Mishnah, Rabbi Lezer, he had said, "Hamechaz chatzer lo machar el avir shel chatzer." Nothing more discusses different lashonis that could have been used for the sale and what the halacha would be. So Amar Rava, Rava tells us that's proper girsa. Ida Amar lei dirta. If when the owner of the chatzer said, "I'm selling you dirta," the kuli alma loy pligi debati mashma. No one argues, meaning everyone agrees that he's also selling the homes in the chatzer because dirta is mashma, a place to live. Meaning I'm selling you the chatzer, and he used the word dirta. It means he's selling the chatzer and the homes, and this is even according to Rabbi Lezer. Keep pligi was all machalikas to Amar lei. Darta. It's where he told him, I'm selling you this darta. Marsav Reb Lezer holds tarbitza mashma. The word darta is mashma a tarbitza, which is a garden. And Marsav Tanakam holds bati mashma. It's mashma homes. Because darta is like the word dira, as in living. As in this case, we have this machlokes. The Tanakam means darta has something to do with living, and therefore the homes are included. Whereas according to Reb Lezer, darta just means a garden, and that doesn't have anything to do with the homes, and that's why only the airspace, or the garden area, if you will, of the chatzer is sold, and not the homes. Some say, Amarav, this is what Rava said. If he had used the word darta, the kuliyam pligi, no one argues the bati mashma. Everyone agrees that houses in the chatzer are being sold as well. Keep pligi was home machlekes and kamer. Rabbi Lezer, the amalei chatzer. It's where you just use the word chatzer. Mar savar chatzer avir mashma. Rabbi Lezer holds that the word chatzer means the airspace, just the open area. Mar savar and tanakam holds chatzer mishkan. That the word chatzer is like the chatzer of the mishkan, and in the mishkan there were different structures and different things, even though they weren't used for living, but there were still other structures other than the airspace, and therefore those other structures, namely homes within the chatzer, are also considered sold. Vamarava amar Nachman, another memra machalei chulsus. Let's say the fellow sold two things, a chulsis, which is this area that has sand that's used for glassmaking, and a metzula, which is basically a riverbed, and the purpose of selling it was for him to mine for gold and silver. So here we have two different pieces of property being sold. Hechzik b'chulsis, loikon a metzula. Hechzik b'metzula, loikon a chulsis. If he made a chazak on one, he doesn't acquire the other one. Ask Gemara, Eini, is that really so? Bar Shmuel, Shmuel said very clearly, machalei eser sadis b'eser medinos. Let's say a person sold 10 different fields in 10 different countries or 10 different locales. Kim shehechzik b'achas mehen, kana kulon. Once the buyer made a chazak chazaka on one of them, he acquires all of them. And that's because, as we're going to see in a moment, that all land is connected. And so chazaka on one of them acquires all the other ones, even though they're not here. So it should be the same thing with the chulsis and the metzula. When he makes a chazaka on one of them, he should acquire the other one. The answer is no. Hasam hu desadna da arachadhu. Over there with the 10 fields and 10 different places, the entire earth is all one and all the lands are connected somehow. V'kula chadatashmishtahu. And all of them are being used for the same purpose. It's fields, and all the fields are being used for planting. But over here, you're right. Maybe this chulsis, this area where the sand is taken from, and this metzula, the riverbed, are both considered land, but they're used for completely different reasons, and therefore making chazaka on one does not work for the other one. Some say that this was the memra, which is the exact opposite. Some say on top, Amrav Nachman, if he made a chazaka on the chulsis, he's kind of the metzula. So the Gemara's pshita, it's obvious. The Amr Shmuel, Shmuel already said, that if a person sold 10 fields in 10 different areas, when a chazaka is made on one, so that works for all the other ones. And it's the same thing over here. Chulsis and metzula both are in the ground, so of course a chazaka on one would work for the other. And the answer is that no, we have a chiddush here. Malatim, you might have thought, over there, the only reason why it works is because at the end of the day, we're talking about a regular property that's being used for planting, and therefore we could say they're all considered connected. But over here, each one has its own tashmish, its own use, and therefore a chazaka on one would not work for the other. And that's why it's an added chiddush over here to say that even in this situation, chazaka on one works for the other. And also another Mishnah, someone who sells an olive press, we're going to explain what all these things are. He does not sell the boards, or the wheel, or the beam. And again, as I explained previously, some of these are considered essential and connected to and very much part of the press, and therefore they're included. And the ones that are not considered as essential or not connected to the press, they're not included in the sale. However, if he had told him, it and everything inside, everything's included in the sale. Rabbi Lezer, argues with Tanakam and says, someone who sells an olive press, machar sakaira, including that sale is a large beam which is used for pressing down. And we're going to see in the Gemara what the machlokes is. The Gemara now explains what these things are. Yum, what is this yum? Which literally means a sea or a pool, if you will. What's that referring to when we're talking about an oil press? Talafcha, it's the vat. It's a very large receptacle that all the olives that are going to be crushed are placed into. Mamal, what's this? Now literally translated, it means a crusher. And Amar of Abba Bar Mamal, or if Abba Mamal explains what a mamal is, mafrachta, it's the crusher or the mortar which they're beaten and pounded in before they're actually squeezed to get the oil out of them. And besulais, what are this referring to? Amar B'yechanon, klein seshel erez, these are poles of cedar wood, shmal midim behenes hakaira, they're used to support the beam, and this kaira, this heavy beam, is used to crush the olives. These besulais hold up this kaira. Avirim, what are these boards that we're talking about? Kavshi, these are planks of wood that are put on top of the olives. Galgal, what's this wheel? Chumrsa, this is a screw, it's basically this large screw which is turned with a pole on top, and when it goes down, it crushes the olives, and when it's raised, it takes the pressure off of the olives. And lastly, kaira, what's this kaira? Kaira, it's a beam. This is the heavy beam that's doing the actual pressing of the already pre-crushed olives to get the oil out. And continue to discuss this, Tanar Rabbanu, we have a braisa, Amarka Bezabad, someone sells an olive press, Machron Sesarmi sells these boards, Ves Ha'ekavim, and all the vats that hold the olives, Ves Hamafrechais, and the mortars, the crushers, Ves Sarechai Matachtainais, and the lower millstone, Avaloi Ha'ayayana, but not the upper millstone, Ves Mancha Amarloi. But if the seller had said, Huva Chamasha Besaychai, it and everything inside, Hari Kulin Machurin, everything is sold. Now, Benkach or Benkach, in either which case, whether he says, I'm selling you everything or not, Loi Machar, Loi Savirin, Loi Sasakin, Loi Samartufin, he doesn't sell the Avirim, which are the boards that we explained previously in the Mishnah, and not the Sakin or Martufin, which are two different types of sacks. Sakin are cloth sacks, and Martufin are leather sacks. Rabbi Lezer says, Amechar Beis Chabad, someone who sells the olive press, Machar Sakaira, he does sell the beam. That's what we had seen in the Mishnah, and now we're seeing in the Braisa. And why is this? Shalai Nekar Beis Chabad, El Shalom Kaira. It's only called a Beis Chabad because of the beam. As we had said, this beam is very heavy, and that's what's used to actually press the pre-crushed olives to squeeze the oil out of them, and therefore it's the whole point of the Beis Chabad, and that's why it for sure is included in the sale. On to the Mishnah now talking about a bathhouse. Someone who sells a bathhouse, loy machar sanasarim, not included in the sale is the boards. These are put on the floor to protect the people inside from either stepping into the hot water that's underneath the floor or to keep their feet clean. Vesas afalim, the different receptacles of water are not included either. Ves habalanios are these things, which are either referring to towels or curtains that are also part of a bathhouse. These are not included. However, if the seller tells the buyer, hiva chomash abasaycha, and everything inside, harikulin mechurin, so everything is sold. Now, benkach or benkach, either which way, no matter what he said, loy machar loy sam gurish shalmayim, he does not sell the mugurish shalmayim, which is the water storage tanks that are used to supply the bathhouse, and not the storage house for all the wood that heats the water, because those things are definitely considered separate from the bathhouse. Onto the Gemara, now we have a brisa, Tanur Rabbanan, the brisa tells us, someone who sells a bathhouse, machar es beis hanusarim, he sells the house, which means the room or the storage area that holds these boards that are put on the floor, ves beis ha'ekamim, and this room that holds the ekamim, which is some sort of kerchief that the people would wrap around their heads in order to protect themselves from the heat, ves beis ha'safalim, and the room that all the different water receptacles are held in, ves beis ha'vilois, and the room for these vilois, which are basically towels, avalois nusarim atzman, but not the boards themselves. themselves, as we saw in the Mishnah, and not these head wraps, and not the water receptacles themselves, and not the towels themselves. However, if he told him, it and everything inside, everything is sold. Now, either which way, meaning even if he told him everything inside is being sold, he doesn't sell him the actual pools, meaning the water storage tanks that supply the bathhouse with water, whether it was sold during the summer or during the winter. And the chiddush over here is that even though during the summer, which is the dry season, it doesn't rain in Eretz Yisrael during the summer, and there's very little water in these water storage tanks, so you might think, of course they're included in the sale because they're not really so significant, they don't have much water in them, still, they're not included in the sale. What else is not included? Not where the wood is stored. However, but if he did tell him, and any of its tashmishim, anything that comes along with it, I'm selling you, even all these things that we just mentioned are usually not included, are going to be included because he used a very specific lashon, v'chol tashmishav. Now we have a story, a fellow told his friend, I'm selling you a beis habad, an olive press, and all of its tashmishim. And there were some sort of stores outside this beis habad, outside this olive press. Now these stores usually sold bread and wine. However, sometimes they were used for the following, they would spread out sesame seeds over there to dry them out so that they could be pressed for sesame oil. In other words, sometimes these stores did have to do with the olive press because things were being dried out in there in order to be pressed for oil. Also, Rav Yosef told him, Tanino, we learned this in a braisa, so whether or not it's included. Im Amar, if the seller told the buyer, I'm selling you the Beis HaMerchatz and all of its Tashmishim, Harikulin Mechurin, everything is sold. And since you said the olive press, V'chol Tashmishav, and these stores are considered a Tashmish of the olive press, so they're included in the sale. However, Amar Abayi told Rav Yosef, they're not sold. Meaning when a person sells an olive press in Beis Chabad, even if he says V'chol Tashmishav, these types of stores are not included in the sale. And so what's Rav Yosef going to do with this braisa? And Rav Ashi answers, Chazinon, we have to take a look. If the seller had told the buyer, Beis Chabad V'chol Tashmishav V'ilin Mitzrinoha, that I'm selling you the Beis Chabad, all the things that come along with it, these are the Mitzarim, the boundaries, and then included in these Mitzarim were the stores that we're talking about, Kani, so then the buyer does acquire them. V'iloi, but if the Mitzarim, the boundaries, the border, did not include these stores, like Kani, so then he's not Kani them. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with another Mishnah with more cases. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.